This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. We're 20 minutes away from the expressway. We're going to go commercial-free to the top at that point. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Here's the chief with an addition of the finest.
All right, off air, Dawson just called the Kevontae Turpin quote, quote of the year. So it's at least a nominee. Yeah. And I believe we should get to that in the expressway there, Dawson, because my gosh, that's pretty strong. Now, we do need to address the fake ball sack 247 sports rumor that's circulating right now.
The Quinn Ewers?
The Quinn Ewers. They have a graphic. Geez. This is 247 sports breaking news. They must have somebody, social media guy who is a little prankster, because he just put out a photo of Quinn Ewers and put in the graphic, breaking news, Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers will sit out the rest of the season to prepare for the NFL draft. Now, that, of course, is not true. It has been debunked in many different places over the course of the last maybe hour or so. But that is that's a credible source, 247 Sports, dipping their toes in ball sacking waters.
Wow.
It's disheartening. It really is.
Not even April Fool's Day.
And this is what Steve Sarkisian has. This is what he's welcomed into his facility. So this is on you, Sark. But 247 Sports also, come on now. We expect better out of you.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic.
You're supposed to be legit.
Come on.
Don't do that.
You think I'm getting ball sacked on this Jaden Hardy extension?
The thing is, dude, these Twitter checks are going out and they are massive if you get the engagement.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, no question. Yeah, no question. Yeah. This is a win. This is a win for 247 Sports, at least to some extent, at least in the short term, you know, when you get some viral dollars perhaps out of this.
It's throwing money in the kitty with everybody paying for the check mark and all the advertising coming in, and now it's starting to get distributed. And for the top creators, the top engagements, you can get a nice little bag.
Okay, so takeaways from a football Sunday, Packers beating the Texans. The Texans, I think, have real issues, man. You text in, you text out. I think I'm overall text out. I certainly don't agree that they are like I would pick them in a game in a playoff scenario versus the Chiefs, like I believe Bobby and Jared alleged they both would do this morning. But they have big time issues, and part of it is Stephon Diggs. We talked about the rivalry between him and Jair Alexander.
We did, and that showed up before the game even started.
Before the game even starts, tempers begin to flare at Lambeau with new Texans receiver Stephon Diggs and Jair Alexander. And the quotes from Stephon Diggs here are pretty amazing. After the game, he was asked about it and asked about the pregame altercation. And his quote was, "I don't give an F if I'm by myself or with a million. I'm never the bigger person. I ain't letting S go. They picked it up or whatever, but I ain't with the football tough guy S." So that is the quote from Stephon Diggs after the game, having no care in the world or remorse, putting his name on, "I'm never the bigger person. I ain't letting S go." So at least he's open and honest about it. But D'Amico Ryans is like, hey, we can't be chirping like that. Things like that can't happen, all those different deals. But I do wonder if there's any buyer's remorse there on Stephon Diggs with D'Amico Ryans, and because he's not making a difference for them. I mean, yesterday Jaire Alexander shuts him down for no catches and no yards when he guarded him.
You know, it's just like one of those things, whatever your baggage is, you know, you're taking it with you. It's not your employer. It's not your spouse. It's not your whatevers. It's you. You know, you're bringing all that energy and creating the relationship dynamic. So if you think it's going to all be good across the way, you know, if it's your pattern of behavior, it's just going to pick up and be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, I bet, you know, our guy in Buffalo is, you know, pretty excited to be seeing this today. You know, probably laughing pretty good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Especially after Amari Cooper first game. Boom. Here I am. I don't even know the play, but let me just catch a touchdown for you.
That was an awesome moment yesterday where Amari Cooper's looking over at the rookie Keon Coleman right before the snap with his hands up. Like, what am I supposed to do here? And I'm guessing Keon Coleman just told him, like, just go. Go catch the touchdown, dude. Just go. That's the play call.
Vertical route.
Just run the go.
Get vertical and catch the ball, please, because you dropped your first one when Josh threw it to you earlier today. But it was definitely a nice start overall there for Amari Cooper and company with the Bills, especially for guys like me and Broadus who had the Bills on the Survivor. It was good. Now,
never a doubt.
I'm not here for the Texans offense, and Bobby Slowick, the shine has worn off.
Oh,
he's hurting people. No, not after a game. This is, I mean, we talked about this going into the off season and into this season, where last year he was a perpetual hand the ball off for no gain on first down, do it again on second down, and then throw the ball CJ Stroud and save us, and that worked a lot last year. It's worked more often than it hasn't this year. They're sitting at 5-2. But you go up against a legit team, and that's not a Green Bay pass rush that's in any way scary. They're having to blitz to create pressure at every turn, and you're getting your quarterback killed. You're handing the ball off. Let me look at some of these numbers here, because it's kind of just crazy the amount of times he just handed the ball off on 1st and 10 and got nothing with it. It's, I mean, 10 first and 10s in their final three drives. They had 10 first and 10s.
Wow.
And they ran 9 out of those 10 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Because
they couldn't throw the ball, dude.
Right, because they can't protect their quarterback because their pass protection is awful. Because they don't know how to identify which guy's coming because their coaching is not very good. The Cowboys are the same way. We can talk about bad offensive lines all day, and nobody's got an overly great one. A couple of teams have good lines. For the most part, everybody's having to coach their way around an average at best offensive line. The Cowboys can't do it. The Texans haven't proven to do it. And it's crazy that Cliff Kingsbury and the Commanders are.
Yep.
It's like, hey, Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, whatever it is, we don't have anybody that's really respected on the offensive line, but we will find ways to protect our quarterback. And so somebody can do it. You know, some guys can do it. Some guys can't. Shanahan's never really had great offensive linemen outside of Trent Williams. 4 out of the 5 are usually just okay. He protects his quarterback. How does your coach help you? Slowick has not proven to be able to do that. And yesterday, C.J. Stroud couldn't continue to bail them out. So, and on the flip side, Jordan Love is a roller coaster, dude. But that touchdown he had to Tucker Kraft was...
I mean, for the most part, I thought he played pretty well. But the interceptions are... But they ran the ball. I mean, Joe Mixon was really their offense.
They had a 32. Well, actually, let's see what we got here. 33 attempts. They had 8 run stuffs. So they got stuffed for no gain on 8 of the 32 runs that they had in that game yesterday.
Yeah, completed 10 passes for 86 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, they had nothing going. Yeah.
And honestly, Jaire Alexander decided, Stephon Diggs, you're not beating me. He was guarding Tank Dell in the second half of that game. Nico Collins is hurt.
Yeah, Nico Collins is hurt.
And Tank Dell didn't have a catch the whole game.
Faced a lot of neutral box in that game, too. 7 neutral boxes, 7 defenders in the box. And they saw that 68% of the time in that game. And they got 5. They got 3 run stuffs out of that. So, yeah, this guy ran the ball in neutral box 17 times for 90 yards. That was Mixon.
Mixon had a couple rushing touchdowns. I mean, D'Amico Ryan said today they're going to be making changes on the offensive line.
He had a big run for sure. But when you look at some of the early down, and this has been a consistent problem for them. This is not new. This is not a one-game sample. This is plenty of time now where Bobby Slowick is handing the ball off and going nowhere on the first 2 downs of the drive and then asking C.J. Stroud to do something awesome. And I think C.J. Stroud is awesome. But it doesn't look like Bobby Slowick is really the type of super genius. He's not doing the things that LaFleur's doing. He's not doing the things that Ben Johnson certainly is doing, or his own guy Kyle Shanahan. So it's a tough deal to be in right now for Houston.
If you take away the big run from Mixon, it's like 3 yards an attempt.
Totally.
3.2 yards an attempt.
It's exactly what it is.
And that's frustrating. I mean, I could see wanting to continue to run on first down a good amount of time to make the defense think there's at least a 50-50 chance they're going to run. But if you're doing it 9 out of 10, you're just leaving a huge opportunity out there.
Yeah, and then that results in now you're 4 of 13 on third down.
Yeah.
Because you're just sitting.
So you have to take all three chances to make the chunk play. You can't say, well, let's try to get a little bit, and then go for the chunk play. It's got to be, let's go for 15 yards. Let's get a bigger one, you know? Mm-hmm. And the math supports that. There's nothing in the math that says establishing the run is going to wear out the defense. And while you're getting 3 yards per attempt, they're suddenly going to get tired. They're kicking your ass, not the other way around.
We have, let's see, I thought Jared Goff yesterday. I mean,
Jared Goff is in the MVP conversation.
Dude's for sure.
Been absolutely fantastic.
That was an awesome game. And the Vikings, they were pressuring them a decent amount of time.
Blitzed a lot more than they have all year.
Yeah.
That was their deal. Got a defensive score.
Yeah. They went after a lot more blitzing in this game than they have in the previous game.
We always talk about Jared Goff being a different quarterback when under pressure. And yesterday, when pressured, which was on over 50% of his dropbacks, he's 10 of 11 for a buck 64 and 2 touchdowns. It's like, geez, dude. And this year, it almost seems like he's turned a page as it pertains to the pressure stuff, because that's been his whole career. And now he's averaging a league high, almost 12 yards per attempt when pressured this season.
Are they giving him hot routes? I mean, what's the deal there?
That's that crossing stuff, man. They do a great job of hitting all that inside, that in-breaking routes and stuff like that. Mm. I'll pull up what they have. But against this, your point, he was 13 of 15. Did you say it on the blitzes for 163?
No, he killed him on the blitz. Yeah. But I think it's just when he's under pressure. Now it's like, okay, now the pressure is there and you're still being able to be dialed.
Yeah.
That's the most impressive part. I think a part of the reason why they're so good against the blitz too is because they pick it up a lot of the time. You know, their offensive line is good. Their protections are strong. That touchdown play to Amon-Ra St. Brown, the design of that, the jet motion guy is picking up the blitzer from that side. And Harrison Smith is on the same side of the guy that's going in motion, and he's confused. He should actually just go ahead and blitz now. But now he's left in no man's land doing nothing, and they pick it up for the most part, and the one guy that gets the pressure there a little bit, not that bad, and Goff, boom, touchdown, money.
He was perfect, a 158-3 against pressure yesterday. He was 10 of 11 for 164, 2 touchdowns.
Mm. Yeah, the dude's been.
And that was 52% of his dropbacks. Wrong this year so far. He's been a different guy.
You look at scheme, you look at the quality of the guys he's throwing it to, and then maybe experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a combination of factors. Yeah. Like, you have maybe the best play caller. You have maybe the best offensive line. You have a litany of skill guys. I mean, Michael Lombardi's coming on here talking about Tim Patrick.
Yeah.
He's like your fifth or sixth option on pretty much every
Raymond
play.
Khalif was like their number two receiver, and I don't know that you could pull a lot of general fans are not going to know who the hell Khalif Raymond is.
No.
He's number 11. Three receptions, 4 receptions for Gibbs, I think 3 for David Montgomery. The running backs are getting involved in the receiving game, too.
Yeah, it is. It's a well-oiled machine right there as it pertains to what Detroit's got going on. And that run by Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Was that, I mean, there were so many amazing plays throughout the sport yesterday. The Mahomes runs were phenomenal.
We had four great returns.
Yeah, you had great returns. The opening kickoff in Cleveland with the Bengals starting 7-0 in the first 12 seconds of that game. But Jordan Love's throwing ridiculous plays. The Jahmyr Gibbs run, the move he put on whoever the heck that safety was, I mean, it was at one of those jaw-dropping type of move.
Absolutely.
So yesterday's football was a ton of fun. Brock Bowers now on pace to break Puka Nacua's rookie receptions record. The tight end from Georgia, despite the Raiders being borderline unwatchable, the dude is really, really awesome. And also wanted to mention, we talked about this last week, and for the life of me, I can't understand it. Apparently, Tua is expected to come back this week.
Yeah.
And they asked him about the Guardian cap.
Okay. Yes. And he said, of course.
No. He said, no. Follow up, why? It's a personal choice.
Mm.
So he's going, my body, my choice, and he is not wearing the extra protection over his brain when he clearly has a brain that's at high risk. And he says there's risk in any and everything. I'm willing to play the odds. That's it. So That's his perspective on it. I can't even imagine how the NFL would allow that. Like, dude, you have to wear what's the personal decision
here? I don't know. The pushback I've gotten on social media, because I shared some of his quotes earlier, was they've got helmets that are supposedly better than anything that guardian cap's going to do if he smacks his head on the
turf. I don't know if that guardian cap's going to do anything. Well, what's the point of the
guardian cap? I thought he had a specially helmet anyway.
Yeah, and it's clearly not working. Why are we doing the guardian cap stuff? If the guardian caps, it's still just another layer of possible protection.
This all goes back to Deion Sanders: look good, feel good, play good.
Exactly. You know, I think for the NFL, they're trying to avoid liability. You know, so if we have to retire a guy that's had 5 or 6 concussions, however many Tua has had, right? Mm-hmm. Now you got to go, right? And how many players are under that, you know, that number? You know, I don't know what the concussion numbers are, but I think they don't want it to be like, no. If you're getting concussions, you've got to stop playing football.
Yeah, it is it's a touchy deal, because it's not necessarily even about the number of times that it's happened to it, because there's guys that have had that number of just the devastating nature of his, where he is totally KO'd. I mean, some guys get concussions and you're like, was he concussed? Yeah. You know, he walked himself off, whatever. Turns out, oh, he had a concussion. With Tua's, you know immediately he's got a concussion and now we're having bigger questions here about the status of this person's health, as his fingers are crossed up and he's stuck and his arms and...
Yeah, when he gets cussed, it's a DeMar Hamlin kind of night.
It's a totally different... We're all stopping down and we're putting him on the stretcher and we're hoping to get a thumbs up from him on the way out.
So what do you do if he wants to play? You go to him and his agent and saying, hey, what can we do here? You know, we don't want to force you out. You know,
at the very least, you're wearing a gosh dang guardian cap, bro.
The NBA forced out Chris Bosh for a heart issue.
That's a good point.
And the NFL, he's going to end up playing, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after.
And if you're the Dolphins right now, the players, you're like, holy cow, maybe we can save our season if he's going to play and he plays well, right? Or are they that banged up elsewhere that it's not even doable?
Well, I think they're definitely only have a chance if he's there. That's for sure.
We're going to hit the expressway, go commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up here in about 20 minutes. We'll get you all the top stories of the day, including Kevontae Turpin's quote on what he thinks about Troy Aikman talking wide receivers. That's coming up next right here, GBAC Nation, the fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's time to hit the expressway. This segment of the nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The expressway itself is brought to you by the on-time experts. We sure got a lot of football in this segment, Woolchuck.
Oh, we sure do. And you know the 5 p.m. hour, it is football hour. Brought to you by, indeed, Buffalo Wild Wings. We love you, B-dubs. We'll be there on Friday. Double show. We got KNC in Grand Prairie, followed by us, where B-dubs is football. We love you, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Cannot wait. We'll see you out there on Friday in the Expressway. We cover everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast afternoon. Then we kick it over to LA Live and have a fun time. Jaden Hardy, multi-year deal with the Mavs, reported on by Shams. It is 3 years and 18 mil for the Rook. The player still on his rookie contract. He is 22 years old and averaged 7.9 points during his first two seasons in Dallas. I think this is a great deal for the Mavs. You're kind of betting on the potential of Jaden Hardy becoming more than what he is. But even if he just stays of what he is now, a guy off the bench that can get his own shot, efficient score, trending in the right direction after just two seasons, that's pretty cool. And for the player who's a second-round pick, I mean, 3 years and $18 million, that's a massive windfall. So hopefully a big win-win. I was just hoping that the Mavs didn't give him too much, betting on the potential, because I feel like a lot of teams will do that, give a young player a massive, massive contract, and they end up regretting it. The player's untradeable, but clearly that's not what happened. I think, if anything, this is a team win, team-friendly deal, right?
Yeah, this is like a pennies kind of deal. It's a very much so a movable contract if you decide you want to. So if he needs to be thrown into a trade at some point, I think that's going to be a non-issue, but you're also getting a guy that you think is still on the ascent at 22 years old.
You're always with
a roster that's so top heavy with salaries, Luka, Kyrie, Clay, you're like, man, I got to find anywhere that I can cut corners and get good deals. I got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, get some firepower. I feel like Hardy has the game to win you games. I wouldn't count on it every night, but if once a month he comes in and lights it up and has 15 points, and you pull yourself back into a game or pull away from another team, that's a good expectation for Jaden Hardy's career. Nice job once again by Nico in the Mavs front office.
And Mark Stein also showing that the third year of the deal is a team option.
Wow. All right. Nice contract there. Here we go to Calvin Watkins of the Morning News talking with Kevontae Turpin on Troy Aikman's wide receiver comments. You remember in yesterday's show or late last week, what are we looking at?
Friday.
It was, Troy Aikman saying the Cowboys run poor routes. Turpin saying Troy, whatever, he's fake, thinks he knows from outside the building. That's his opinion. But in this, we're all in here together. We're just trying to do better and do what we do to get a win. Yeah, I think one of the great things about Troy Aikman's career as a broadcaster is he has not been afraid to be critical of players. Nope. And if you play in that position group, even if he doesn't say your name, I can totally understand feeling offended, by it if you are a Turpin. But whatever the case, the Cowboys' passing game is horrible. So don't be surprised. I'm not surprised you want to defend yourself if you're asked about it, though.
No, I think that's totally fine, right? But yeah, I'd have a little bit more nicer things to say when it comes
about
to
a legend.
You play for the Dallas Cowboys. Troy Aikman is a legend of the Dallas Cowboys. Like if somebody else said this that, doesn't play for the team, I don't think Turpin should necessarily be and he's a local guy. But maybe he just doesn't care. I don't know. But to me, I wouldn't be taking shots at Troy like that.
It is weird to take shots at legends. But what if
these guys think they are legends already? They haven't done a damn thing.
Well, you're just playing and, a guy who used to be on your team is, calling you out. I can see where you'd be like, hold on now, dude. Are you a Cowboy guy or not? I think it's understandable. Like you say, show some respect, maybe as a Cowboy to a current Cowboys player.
He doesn't.
You kind of started
it. If Troy were to kind of spew this all the time, fine. I feel like when Troy talks, you should probably listen. From a former player that I think chooses the times in which he says things wisely. And who knows? Maybe in another world, Troy and Dak are, having some friendships, and maybe this is something that the quarterback of your team can't actually say, but he can use Troy to say that.
And it's not like this is coming out of left field. We've talked about all season long how you're the worst receiving core in the sport when it comes to separating. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty obvious thing. Feel like Aikman should have thrown in the lair But old school people like Michael Lombardi comes on here and he's got respect for McCarthy and his concepts and his scheme, and we'll agree to disagree on that. But Aikman also coming from a time where things were a little bit more stagnant, and not, so he might still just appreciate a classic, hey, go 10 yards and turn around kind of offense, because that's what this feels like it is. But I feel like, hey, man, if you're Aikman, yeah, call out the players and call out, is anybody helping these players get open?
Hmm. 901 says, hey, Turpin, you can't chirp at a Hall of Famer. Turpin is a borderline NFL player.
Yeah, that's in the bylaws. I mean, those aren't even unwritten rules. We know that. We grow up learning about that.
Okay, so that's Kevontae Turpin on Troy Aikman's wide receiver critique. We have Cowboys cross the hall talk here, gentlemen. And
last year
at the bye, the Cowboys went across the hall. The offense talked to the defense and vice versa. John Machota tweeting about it says, Coach Mike McCarthy said there was a significant amount of evaluation by the coaching staff during the bye week. The details and fundamentals are the biggest area of improvement. They're tweaking practices to have more teamwork and less individual drills. So, you know, hopefully we get some fruit to bear there. I think there are a number of people. This has to be very frustrating because, Chief, as you just mentioned with our guy Michael Lombardi, our 4 o'clock guest, there is a lot of well-established people that you have to pay respect to. You know, speaking of the Troy Aikmans of the world, right? Mm-hmm. These are people in control, in charge of the league. And Mike Lombardi feels like, you know, our offensive schemes are great. You know, what's wrong with Mike McCarthy? This guy's a quarterback guru. Have you seen all the places that he's won? What he did with Aaron Rodgers? What he did with the Niners? What he did with Brett Favre? This guy's certified, you know? And that's the mindset that's running the league, you know? So have fun trying to, you know, break through that. Or, you know, if you're Dak Prescott, insists that maybe I know better than an offensive coordinator that's been working in the NFL for 25 years or a head coach that's been working in the NFL for 30 plus years. You know, it's really tough when, you know, you feel like I know more, but I can't get that message up the food chain because they look at me like, well, what do you know? How long have you been in the NFL? I think actually at this point, if you just joined the NFL in 2015, you have less than a decade of experience. You have a significantly better shot of knowing what's going on than a guy that stepped in the NFL in 1975 or 1985. You know, and has built this incredible network of friends and experience and resume. But it's always been an adapt league. It's always been a copycat league. And it's always been that the concepts that worked last decade don't work now. So I don't know why it's that difficult. But all we can do now as Cowboy fans is cross our fingers that once again, somebody came over from defense and said, hey, you know what's really hard to stop when offenses do this? You see us out there struggling around, looking like the Three Stooges, that's because they ask questions of us. Yeah. Right as it's snapping and immediately after the snap. And if we have a combination of good players and a good quarterback, all of this can come together in a very profound way. But you want to make it more difficult on the defense to stay on the page with you, not less.
Yes, yes. Amen to everything you said there. And I think of a tweet that I saw today from John Owning. He says, what does it say about a head coach when his team needs significant changes going into the bye week every year?
Yeah. Like, how do you get into this year with McCarthy again? After what happened to the bye week last year, that should have been a critical mistake. And then he comes back with an even more boring offense this year. Like, how does he make it out of September? Again, it's because somehow Jerry Jones, worth billions and billions of dollars, has decided he can't stomach with the idea of writing a coach a $4 million check to not be here. It's just, you know, that's, I don't know how you can say that's anything other than greed, you know, and that kind of mindset is clear. It's not current with modern trends in any sport, in any league in the world. If you're at the top, college, pro, hockey, basketball, soccer, you pay coaches to go away when you realize he's not the right guy for the job. It's just the cost of doing business. Millions and millions of dollars every year, every league. Cowboys have decided, like, the pride, I don't know if it's I can't stand paying somebody for work that's not being done, or I don't want to admit I made a mistake hiring you. It's one of those two things. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kevin Watkins with a tweet here. Micah Parsons on his health. Good. Rehabbing, doing everything I possibly can to get back on the field. Playing versus San Francisco, it's still in the air. Obviously, there's more than just me. I got to clear it with Britt, the coaches, the head coach. They want to make sure, obviously, there's so many more games left and I come back for the best results. Sometimes it's not always the players in the people, the higher paid grade, that ultimately make the decision. That's from Micah Parsons on where he's at. Does it sound like he's going to play to you, Brian?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's going to be with Brett Brown all week. We'll see. But it just, it's got that vibe to it. The way he's talking about it right now, it sounds like that he's going to be with Brett. And every week it'll be the question, every day, excuse me, the question will be asked. But, you know, he'll be with the rehab group. He'll be with the rehab group. We'll get to Friday, and then he'll probably be listed as out.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, I think reading between the lines, you can kind of see, you know, maybe Mike is setting us up for that. It seems really, really difficult to beat San Francisco already. 5-point spread. It seems like it's screaming to bet on the Niners, but maybe that's an outdated thought on who these Niners are with their injuries, with what they've lost. Maybe 3-4 is actually their record, and they had about a 2.5-3 year run at the top, but maybe that's worn off now. Okay, Boise State star Ashton Jeanty out of Frisco asked which NFL teams he'd like to play for. His answer, Chiefs. You know what I'm saying. Be a Super Bowl contender every year. Come on.
That's the right answer right there. Bravo, Ashton.
He continues, Dallas Cowboys. I'm not saying they're not a good fit. I'm not saying that at all. I'm from Frisco. Played in Frisco. I played in the practice stadium. I would be a hometown hero.
Hometown hero, baby. Let's go.
If I went there. I know, happy that'd make you Woolchuck. He's Emmitt Smith part two, right?
About the same measurements. That. Never said that.
Barry Sanders.
I'll say that eventually.
I just hope he's as good as Bijan Robinson myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McCarthy, that we already got to that, doesn't agree on Troy Aikman's assessment of their wide receivers. He had some pretty funny ways of mentioning it. You can look it up if you'd like. 49ers on the schedule now, though. They have lost Brandon Ayuk to go on with Christian McCaffrey. That was confirmed, last hour? It's a torn ACL for the 49ers wide receiver. So they're going to be leaning on Ricky Pearsall. Rookie.
Yeah, I wonder if that'd be a team that maybe now wants to try and go make a move at the deadline for a receiver. I don't know if their finances can pull that off, but would you go get a rental there in Deontay Johnson? If you're the Niners, you got to start considering that kind of stuff.
How awesome would this be, though, if that championship window is ending? They got to pay Brock Purdy. They struggled. Now they're in more of a regular NFL, you know, salary cap type of management. And MRI did reveal Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson season-ending rupture of his Achilles. The team announcing today, Kevin Stefanski said his team's 21-14 loss to the Bengals on Sunday. It appeared Watson had already suffered a season-ending injury. I think that's a blessing because it gives you a clear jumping-off place. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we got to start making plans now. We're not going to rehab him. We're going to find our next quarterback because we're going to suck this year and next year with the salary cap that we got to take. Maybe the year after that, we're going to be in a prime position to take our next quarterback, and it's clear it's not Deshaun Watson. Mavs launched the subscription streaming service, and initially it's going to be powered through the NBA's next-gen platform Inside the NBA. You want to get that app. It is going for $1.25 a season or $14.99 a month. A Mavs-specific app called Mavs TV is going to launch during the season. Mavs TV also is the name of the franchise is branding its entire inaugural regional broadcast operation, which will replace Bally's. So you're going to get used to Mavs TV. And $1.24 a season, not too bad.
No.
Get all the games.
Ensure you've got it all.
Install the app on your phone.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, people are doing whatever it takes to get their sports content. And, of course, the big announcement, Brian Demarais is going to jump in there with our guy Chuck Cooperstein as Brad Davis made his retirement official. Salute to him.
Great
hell
career.
Of a run. Yeah. Going to miss him. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has some L.A. Live.
Let's get into some Monday-Friday vibes in L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this phone. Yeah. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
They say, why go out for hamburger if you have steak at home?
Right.
Yeah, well, what if your steak has a f***ing attitude problem?
How about that? What if it does? Nobody talks about that part.
That's right.
Nobody talks about if your steak got an attitude problem, bro. Oh, Lucius, you're so lucky. You don't know how I live my life, dog. Yeah. We're running back one more time.
They say, why go out for hamburger if you have steak at home?
Right.
Yeah, well, what if your steak has a f***ing attitude problem?
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. This is LA Live for Monday, October 21st, 2024. It is a Monday Friday edition of LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas group, PPT for that name. Monday Friday Vibes in LA Live is just where I go over some of the things I've seen over the weekend. I went to the fair again both days, Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to miss you. I tried some different foods this time for Broadus.
Yes.
I tried the Cajun crab tamales.
What'd you think?
They were great. They were great. They were great.
Okay, so that's it's just a regular tamale masa, the outside with the crab filling, right?
Yep.
That's it. Okay.
Then I had the deep fried lobster tail. Which is like 70 tickets.
Oh, you need to use those tickets.
I had a whole lot of tickets. You know, even though your tickets transfer over, I was like, I'm going to get rid of some. I'm trying to look at them.
Is that a butter dip?
Yeah, it's all of that. Oh. It's crunchy. It's good.
That sounds good.
That does sound amazing.
They take love and care with it.
They did. And I was out there watching the college games. It was amazing. Big screens.
Yeah.
A lot of Texans and stuff like that.
You know? See any of the fights that popped off?
No, I didn't see any fights.
Dallas TV had a couple of fights.
Yeah, I seen that on the last night. I didn't see that. And I was there during the day.
I saw Will versus Bobby on Dallas TV.
Yeah, that was trending.
Got bloody.
G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. I need that. Come on. Come on with it. You guys been doing good, but come on with it. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you're on G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, 5 times. This is it. It's the last time you're going to hear it, unless he makes another one because the Cowboys are awful out there, or maybe makes a good one because the Cowboys doing turning around. How about that one? You never know. Depressed Cowboys fan right here on the diss track for the Cowboys.
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis Belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last?
Yeah.
Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. We gotta fire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad. Every week we taking belt to ass. That bitch is bad. That cannot complete a simple pass. Where he trying to? Man, how long is this bitch gonna last? Who you throwing to?
Throw it to the defense.
That's gotten better every time.
Throw it to the ops. He also made another one right here, Trap House Sports, depressed Cowboys fan, 49ers diss track, because the 49ers did not show up at all in that afternoon game. I really thought it was going to be a hell of a game, dog. Mm.
So is this guy's handle depressed Cowboys fan?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's great.
Yeah. Hey, we go 49ers. I hate the 49ers. Facts. I hate that Nico team. Facts. Brock Purdy look like Jimmy Neutron friend Sheen. Timu Tom Brady got your quarterback from Sheen. Why I hate that team so much? Where can I begin? Damn. So George Kittle, bro, he look like Ben Franklin. Brock Purdy, bro, he look like Ronald Reagan. So Debo Samuel, bro, he look like the baby. Facts. But go 49ers. Facts. I can't say it enough. Yeah, facts. Y'all thought y'all had this one, huh? Yeah, that wish was just a bluff. And man, I ain't trying to hear what you gotta say about my team. Why? Cause we both went home with the same amount of rings.
Facts.
Bow, 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 bow. Y'all some booty cheese. Hey. Y'all lost to the Chiefs.
Booty cheese.
Y'all some booty cheeks.
Y'all lost to the Chiefs.
Good stuff.
Not the good kind either.
Hey, the World Series is set. New York Yankees and the LA Dodgers. You think MLB likes that? Big MLB?
Oh, yes. They couldn't have asked for a better World Series.
Gonna make up for all that money they lost last year.
Yeah. Shut up, Gabby.
And, of course, the New York Yankees are in it. The great John Sterling was on the radio call for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Remember, this man retired earlier this year. Yeah. And the Yankees doing so good. He's like, I got to come back in the building. I
got
to.
You know, I got this.
The Yankees win.
Yes.
Do you think he made some legendary calls last night? There are a few people that said yes. He was in his bag. And there's other people that say it's straight trash.
Can you see the ball?
This is an artist at work. Okay? Yeah,
right.
I think he's a hack.
Ooh.
Yep. Sorry. Damn. I mean, some of the execution on this stuff was a little bit, lacking.
All right.
But I respected his willingness to really, go for it.
How about Soto's homer? Let's see.
Yeah.
And the 1-2 swung on a high fly to center. Back goes Thomas on the track. He's at the wall, and she's gone. A 3-run home run. The Yankee bench comes on the field. Wow, what a Soto photo. A long, high, high fly to deep right center and out. He's wonderful, marvelous. A three-run blast by Soto.
Yeah. So bad it's good kind of deal, man.
That is.
Keep it going, John. Keep
it
going,
John. With the Juan Soto song there. That was nice.
That's all good to y'all. Y'all like that one? That's good.
I'm giving him thumbs up in the booth in there. That's his flow.
Dawson's not feeling that one.
Wow.
Does it at least get a passing grade from you, Dawson?
I think you're big market New York, you know, and it's a little hokey small town with the bit.
You need Susie in there getting excited.
Yeah. That's right, John. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Roger Clemens is in the Bronx. It's the greatest day ever. In George Steinbrenner's box.
Great idea, John.
How about this one?
It'll be a 1-2. No. Swung on a high fly to right. Soto is there. Juan Soto makes the catch. Ball game over. American League Championship Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. The Yankees are going nuts on the field. I mean, it's a group hug. It's like the end of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It's
a group hug,
and they jump
the
up and
the end of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Who the bleep understands what this guy's talking about under the age of 70?
I don't know.
Good grief. That sounded like a corpse there at one point doing the same song.
They just got back to the World Series.
It's 15 years.
Yeah.
He sing-songs that thing.
They're going back.
He knows he should have retired. He was wrong.
He came back, man. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. You're going to win one without me.
I hope he got a check for ruining their radio.
Damn.
That one very good.
That wasn't too...
Not for the final out.
Okay.
They're playing the TV copy on New York radio today. Let's see if the TV guy actually Yankee sounded French. Excited when the Yankees got back.
All right, so 50-50 with that guy split right down the middle, you know?
Yeah, that was a bad
good polarizing discussion.
All right. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. The Colorado Buffaloes beat Arizona 34-7.
Are we 5-2 over there?
It was
now?
A routing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And play for the Big 12 still.
It was Arizona's homecoming, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they thought they had a sucker coming
they
in
They thought they had when they seen last year. They was like, oh, yes. Bro.
Yes, dude. This is going to be so glorious.
Former President Obama was on the Arizona campaign trail, and he started politicking. He started politicking right in front of the Arizona peoples. He said, you know, it's your Wildcats that's going to win this game. It's not Colorado. Listen to me, people. I'm Obama. I know what I mean here.
And I appreciate y'all coming out the day before homecoming. As we landed, we saw Colorado's buses at the airport.
Buses.
And I know, Colorado's got a couple good players, but... I also know you guys have beaten them twice in a row, so don't bet against the Wildcats tomorrow.
Oh, he politicking. He don't know nothing like that. Somebody gave him some stats.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some stats for you here to read up on stage.
Yeah.
And he was walking after
we need you to save our party. Please get out there again.
On the flight home, he's asking, who gave me those stats?
Yeah.
Bring that staffer.
Who told me about those Wildcats? Yeah. Come on up here with me, real quick.
Or exactly. Was it the Sun Devils?
Yeah, Coach Prime heard about that.
Uh-oh.
Coach Prime, he talked about it in this post game.
Uh-oh.
Coach Prime, he adores Obama, apparently, but he still, it's Coach Prime. Still got that ego. I got to let you know.
President Obama is everything to me. I mean, I loved him. I admired him. I respect him tremendously. But I heard what he said. President, I heard what you're saying, man. Like, come on. I that's why I really don't get into politics. I'm into people.
That bull jump.
Because politicians they play the political game. And he was here and had to play the political game. So they have two good players. We have more than two good players. But you're here, so you had to support that. And what he said, they won, last three meetings or two meetings, something like that. He did his homework. Somebody gave him some great statistics. But President, come on, man. You're my man. I love you. I appreciate you. But come on, dog.
Come on, dog. Who told you that bull junk?
Not a battle state, Colorado.
Nah, yeah, it's not a swing state.
Not gonna show up and campaign there.
Yeah, that's not a swing state, bro. You got time for that.
Arizona doesn't have time to count your votes either. We'll count our votes when we're ready, right?
That's good, though.
That's good. That's fun.
Yeah. Dion trash talking somebody, the rare person that has more cachet than him.
How about that?
You know, that's hard. He still pulled it off.
How about that? Don't tell Prom that. Don't ever say that in front of Prom, bro. Don't. Yo, you think you got more cachet than me? I played two sports in the same day. That's what I'm talking about. And all my kids successful. I seen Obama's daughter smoking cigarettes. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on Monday, Friday. Since we're talking about presidents and all that, did y'all see Big Trump talking about Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I learned something about Arnold this weekend, man.
I learned something about golf. I didn't know it was communal when it comes to the locker rooms.
Yeah.
Great point.
But apparently it is.
Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy.
I love that.
Hold up. Let me run that back, bro.
But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy, this is a guy that was all man. This man was strong and tough. And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh, my God. That's unbelievable. I had to say it.
That's unbelievable. I had to share.
If you told me that was Shane Gillis on Saturday Night Live this weekend, I'd be like, it's a great bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we'll probably see that on Saturday Night Live coming up this Saturday then for sure.
Oh, that was phenomenal.
Oh, I bet the Saturday Night Live people woke up on Sunday and said, I'll be damned.
Bro, how about Antonio Brown?
That's the one.
How about Antonio Brown?
Oh, gosh.
Unbelievable.
Content-rich environment, as they call it.
Oh,
remember I heard Dawson say that before?
Yeah.
Content-rich environment, this is.
Show's written, boys.
Yeah. He was also on this guy, Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino show.
Hmm.
Big Trump was. Hmm. He was talking about Harvey Weinstein.
Uh-oh.
Oh, geez.
It's interesting. I was so amazed that Harvey Weinstein got schlonged. He got hit as much as he can get hit.
Hanging out with Arnold, maybe.
He got schlonged.
I think he did the schlonging.
Yeah. He got schlonged.
What he's in trouble for. Maybe he schlonged himself at one point. We just never knew about that.
It's interesting. I was so amazed that Harvey Weinstein got schlonged.
Oh, my God.
No, that was Justin Bieber.
He got schlonged.
Is there a different definition for that word?
Nah, it is what I think it is.
I mean, my goodness.
I think it'd be generational.
Yeah, he locked it.
Pretty wild weekend. Pretty wild weekend. We're living in an interesting time, folks.
Not too far behind Biden.
Hell yeah. By the way, NASCAR man, you see the NASCAR man?
Yeah.
The gas man?
No.
Yes, the gas man. Scary moment for the pit crew of, was it Josh Williams, I believe it was? I believe it was. Don't give me the line. Anyway, the gas can wasn't, the top wasn't filled up.
Wasn't filled up.
Yeah.
I thought it had a hole
Justin
in
White.
It.
Am I seeing this correctly? Oh, wait, no.
Is that what it is?
No. It was Josh Berry.
Okay. I shouldn't have spoken. Yeah. I'd like to apologize.
He was trying to fill up, and the gas can didn't have
the top. It wasn't secure.
Yeah, it wasn't secure.
So when he picked the gas up, there's this gas spilling everywhere in this highly flammable area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm talking about gas all over him, gas all over the floor, gas on the car.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he smelled like gas all the way home.
Huh.
Listen to these broadcasters. Riff them up, though.
Oh, my. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, yep.
You got to leave that. That's going to be tight. That's not going to. I mean, these
that
are the
cap's got to be on.
These are the mistakes. That, when you watch those Nick Saban videos of him losing his mind in practice about the details, these are the things that as a crew chief you lose your mind on. If you're the fueler, it is inexcusable for the cap of the dump can to come loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over the. I mean, they probably put like maybe a quarter of gas in that joint.
He tried.
Oh, my God.
It was rough,
It's a hell of a video to watch if you can find that video online. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Get some quick hits out the way. Eddie Lacy accused of being four times the legal limit in Arizona DUI.
Okay, so that's what they meant when they reported the extreme DUI upon his arresting. I was like, what is extreme?
Toe up.
Four times.
0.32?
How is he alive?
Yeah. Well, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Yeah. So don't drink
and drive. And he was driving?
Yes.
Wow.
Don't drink and drive out there, especially if you're that hammered, bro. I can get an Uber Black. I know Eddie Lacy can.
Yes. Right.
Okay. Looks like Ted Cruz beat that curse. Remember the UT fans did not want him?
Yeah.
He wasn't there, and they still lost.
Okay.
So the curse is lifted.
So he can go back now?
He reversed the curse.
He reversed the curse. And Tiger King Joe Exotic has been quarantined with scabies. In the Fort Worth jail.
Now, is he a pirate?
Well, I mean, he is. Yeah.
Scurvy, isn't he?
Yeah. But about 2 weeks ago, I seen that. Looking for the booty, bro. About 2 weeks, I seen like scabies were like, you know, being infested in the prisons. And then here it is. Joe Exotic pops up. What the hell is scabies?
I don't know. A contagious skin condition caused by microscopic mites that burrow into the skin and lay eggs.
Oh my God.
That's intense disgusting. Itching, a pimple-like rash, and burrow marks that look like short, wavy, silver-colored lines on the skin.
Oh, wow. That looks like poison ivy.
It spreads through direct, prolonged skin-to-skin contact with an infested person.
Mm. Oh, so he, that goes he back found to the another enemy stuff. That was probably... Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Bugs burrow in your skin and lay eggs.
That's terrifying.
Itching may continue for 2 to 3 weeks after treatment.
Oof.
How do you know? Can you see them like walk across? They probably walk across like a little drawbridge.
Just sounds
everybody
nasty.
Hold hands. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water. I'll be back here tomorrow on a Toxic Tuesday. I'll holler.
Freaking classic. Loved every second of it. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G Bag Nation with the question. What if your steak has an effing attitude problem? Man, that's a serious question. C-Note, assessing the Cowboys coming out of the bye, what gives you hope going into the final 11 games and so much more. It's next here in the G-Bag Nation.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app